the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu searched for the remains of Yosef. And in this way, Moshe acknowledged the importance of Yosef and this as the symbol of Jewish identity, even in exile. Yosef had demonstrated that one could be a complete Jew, Shomer Mitzvos, and act accordingly, both as a slave and as the ruler of Egypt. Without his example, Lvov said, the Jews could not have endured the centuries of enslavement in Egypt. And why was it that Moshe was so dedicated to this staff, to this task? It's because Moshe, as a descendant of Levi, who together with Shimon were the main protagonists in the sale of Yosef, and Levi especially was, together with Shimon, mocked Yosef's dreams. But through Moshe, Levi's descendant, Levi, through Moshe, acknowledged his mistake. And Moshe himself, as the Mor will say later on, took the Oren of Yosef with him, even to Machane Leviyah. And the dreams of Yosef, in this sense, were fulfilled, because the brothers prostrated themselves to Yosef, as prophesied in his dreams, but the ultimate example was Moshe, the descendant of Levi, who carried Yosef's coffin on his shoulders. And therefore Yosef's spiritual mission on earth was now validated, his second dream fulfilled in its entirety.